Controller DiNapoli is planning a point system based on fiscal categories such as reserves, debt, and cash on hand. The office will classify a community or school district in significant, moderate, or nearing fiscal stress. Deputy Controller, Division of Local Government and School Accountability, Steve Hancox, says they were tasked in the spring with developing the system to warn local government officials and taxpayers when a community is trending towards fiscal troubles.
As we've done audits around the state, certainly there are those places who know their finances very well and recognize that they're in trouble or in stress and working to solve those problems. We also have gone to places that were not really aware fully of the extent of their financial troubles. In New York State, we have local governments that are the size of Nassau County, and we have very small towns. There's a wide range of how much paid staff there is working on these issues and how much experience they have working on local government issues.
Hancock says the proposed system does not require any new reporting by local governments. Annual reports already filed will be evaluated to determine fiscal stress scores.
Our early warning system will also have a component that will look at poverty rates, it'll look at growth or decrease in population, aging population, it'll look at property values and which way they're moving, and also give information about that. Growing poverty or an aging population usually determines that there's probably going to be a growing need for services. Property values declining usually means that you're going to struggle to maintain your local revenue base, and that will also be providing information on the environment that a local government is in.
New York State United Teachers President Richard Iannuzzi says the controller is on the right track.
Certainly looking at school districts, the impact of significant budget cuts and the limiting of the ability to raise taxes locally through the property tax cap has put a tremendous stress on just about every school district in the state. Controller DiNapoli's office has done audits of school districts that have found in some cases, less money than they thought they had, and in other cases, reserves that were larger than they could imagine. So, especially for smaller school districts, the controller is adding a service and a level of expertise that they don't have.
New York State Association of Counties Executive Director Stephen Aquario says any tool that helps them in hard economic times is welcome.
Here's the state auditor saying, things are really getting bad out there, that the resources are not there to pay for the expenditures. I think if we play this forward a number of years, what we're seeing in many of our cities, which are so crucial to this state, is bankruptcy. And so to avoid bankruptcy, to avoid what's called a fiscal control board, which is an extreme measure used by the state of New York to help local governments with serious financial problems, this is sort of an interim step.
A website will be opened next week for a 60-day public comment period on the proposal. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.